بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه من منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. This hadith that we have been reading, that a person who asks Allah Ta'ala in all sincerity, with truthfulness, that he wants to die as a shaheed, Allah Ta'ala will let him reach that position of the shuhada, even though he might die on the bed at home. So from here, the various discussions that we had further, this hadith establishes the superiority of a truthful and sincere intention. One very important point that is highlighted in this hadith, one is the main thing is of martyrdom. But the other thing, the sincerity and truthfulness of a person when making an intention, that is really in his heart what he wants. Allah makes for that person easy in his life. If a person really wants to make his five times namaz with jama'at in the masjid, then Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for that person. And when a person is like doubtful in himself, he hasn't got that conviction, and he's not really keen to make namaz, then you'll find obstacles will come in his way, and he will leave it out. But when a person is truthful and sincere, like also a person wants to go out in jama'at and is really sincere and truthful, Allah makes the means for that. Allah creates that urge in him, and Allah makes all the asbab also. But when a person in himself, he has got doubts, I can't manage it, it will be difficult, etc., then accordingly obstacles also come in his life. So the sincerity and truthfulness in our intention, to be sincere and truthful to ourselves and to Allah Ta'ala, is a very important aspect. By virtue of Allah Ta'ala's compassion and mercy, one is rewarded for such an intention, even if one does not perform the action due to some reason. And Allah Ta'ala is so compassionate, so kind, when a person was so sincere and still by Allah's decree, and he did not go out, he did not get the tawfiq of going out, but since he was so sincere, Allah will still give him that reward. No way in the world there is that a person says that I wanted to come to the shop to buy. You know, I was very sincere that I wanted to come, but I couldn't come, so give me the goods. In this world, nobody will, according to intention, give a person. But Allah is so merciful, according to that sincere and truthful intention. And this is what this chapter is highlighting, and this hadith, that in all our matters, we must be very sincere and very truthful. From this, ulama have deduced the following very important principle. A truthful heart is a means of achieving the objective. When a person is truthful in his heart, then that becomes a means of achieving that object. Like also it is narrated clearly, if a person has taken a loan from somebody and he's sincere, I must pay this person, then Allah makes all the means for him to pay that person. But when a person takes a loan and he hasn't got the intention, or he is very loose in his intention, I'll see if I can manage it, and he makes all promises, he writes down also everything, but in his heart he's not really sincere, difficulties will come, other problems will come, he'll ask for respite in paying that debt of his. But when he's sincere, I must pay this debt, Allah makes the means for him, and Allah opens the ways, and from such sources that he could not imagine. And Allah's mercy, that Allah won't give that means only till the debt is paid, but even after that Allah will still give him. In other words, that sincere intention will be the means of a person who was in debt and difficulty to become a rich and wealthy person and to be in a position to help others, all when he is sincere that I must fulfill this obligation of mine. This hadith also teaches us the virtue of sincerely supplicating for martyrdom, that a person in all sincerity, not just in a wild hope that I also want to be a shaheed, but really it is in his heart, I want to become a shaheed. This hadith shows that when a person is sincere in that, Allah will grant him that sincerity, that martyrdom, even if he dies at home on his bed. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those who repeatedly asked Allah ta'ala for martyrdom in Medina Munawwara. Medina was an Islamic state. There were no kuffar to fight against and make jihad. Outwardly it appeared that this dua is an impossibility, that how can it be accepted that he becomes a shaheed also and in Medina Sharif. These were two opposite things, but Allah made it for him that he died in the Masjid al-Nabawi on the Imam of the Musalla. And here also we learn that whatever Allah has decreed, that whatever has to happen, it will happen. Whether it is in the masjid, and this is what Allah has decreed, it is going to happen. But normally it is that the masjid is a place of a person's safety, and a person's goodness, it all lies in the masjid. But Allah Ta'ala's absolute order, when it comes to pass, it will come to pass anywhere and with anyone. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu made this dua, which seemed an impossibility, but Allah made it possible. The ulama also remind us that any such supplication for martyrdom should be with the intention of serving Islam. It shouldn't be really just to get the great stages of Jannah, though that is also permitted, but actually it should be for serving Deen. That Deen becomes alive. A person is prepared to give his life for Deen to become alive. And that Deen cannot be sacrificed for life. Life can be sacrificed for Deen. So Deen is the most important. And the masjid are the place of Allah's security. Man dakhalahu kana amina. But there are those times which Allah Ta'ala decrees something and nobody and nothing, all our du'as, all our piety, the malaika of protection also step aside when that law of Allah is going to come and it's going to pass and it's going to happen. But at the same time, the masajid are the place of peace and security. And Allah Ta'ala's laws are above everything. And Allah is that being who does as He pleases, where and how He pleases. So we should know that we should. The masjids are the place of Allah's rahmat and barakat. And when Allah decrees, then anything and everything can happen anywhere and everywhere according to the law of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us truthfulness in our intention, and that we be truthful within ourselves and understand the broad implications of truthfulness, not just a matter of speaking, in which also we are absolutely very weak. We speak open lies also. But that a person must be truthful with himself, with Allah Ta'ala. He must be very sincere with himself, with Allah, and great, great goodness abounds to such a person. Also, for such a person, one person has this truth, the truthful intention, Allah Ta'ala makes decisions for the world according to that. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and every Nabi before he became a Nabi, they were very concerned of their people, that what's happening to my people, they are in idol worship, they are going on the road of Jahannam, total destruction. According to that sincerity, Allah Ta'ala chose them to be his Nabi, and Allah changed the course of that whole nation also, and they went on the road of Jannah after that. So the intention of a person and the sincerity and truthfulness is very important. May Allah bless us all with it.